Surely no one has ever given us a greater statement of the nature of love, God's love, than the Apostle Paul did in 1 Corinthians 13. Now, in the middle of his setting forth gifts of the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians 12, Paul just turns to the highest gift we are to seek above all, love. But not just any form of love, rather the love which comes down from heaven. The Greek term for this love is agape, and it appears almost exclusively in the New Testament, in the Greek-speaking world of this time. It refers to God's own love, which we are first to seek receiving, and on the basis of that overflowing love, we are to share it with others. Perhaps the best analogy of agape love is that of pouring water from a large pitcher into an empty glass. If you do not stop pouring, the water will, of course, eventually overflow the glass. That is the point at which love becomes agape love, when you have received more love than you can take, when your heart is overflowing. Like the best of all possible news, you will simply have to give it to and share it with others. Paul's description of God's love is the most magnificent of all time. Let me read all 13 verses of 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But as for prophecies, they will come to an end. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will come to an end. For we know only in part, and we prophesy only in part. But when the complete comes, the partial will come to an end. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became an adult, I put an end to childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then we shall see face to face. Now I know only in part, then I will know fully, even as I have been known fully. Now faith, hope, and love abide these three, and the greatest of these is love. Paul says, If you're going to receive any of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, start here. Without receiving and living out of God's love, nothing else you can do for Christ will be of any benefit in God's sight. Why? Because you will have diverged from following the path of love, continuing instead to move in the wrong direction. Every gift of the Spirit must begin with, remain, and end in God's own love, an ever self-giving and overflowing love toward others. Pray for this gift of God's love above all. It is the very love with which God has loved you from your beginning and will love you forever. Imagine such an utterly unconditional, pure love of you. When this love Paul celebrates finally fills you, it will overflow your heart. And when your heart overflows with this love straight from God, you will greatly desire to give it to and share it with others without conditions or counting the cost. That is agape love. So the four questions as you pray this: what does this chapter say? What do these verses say to you? What do you want to say to God? And what might God want to say to you?